Hello, Rocks and Chaos.
Hi, is this Sheila?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Sheila, this is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Okay.
Good. Hey,
I think you had called me before and told me that you can do the loan, and then I got another message that you could do the loan, so I'm confused.
Yes. So what happened was the industry that you're in, it's a restricted industry, so we were getting all just the declines. I asked them to take a second look at the file just because you seem to have everything put together pretty well. So I asked for an exception, and I did get the credit officer to sign off on it, and we are able to get you an approval. It's up to $75,000. I know you're looking for $25,000. And we can do that, but we have a higher ceiling, and I can go all the way out to 18 months for you. So
yeah, I don't think I want to borrow $75,000.
Sure. So what we can do, I can do it for $25,000. 75 is just the max amount. So I could do it for $25,000, and I can still do it for over 18 months as well. And then if we were to do that, what would the situation would be, you would have the $25,000, but there would still be an additional $50,000 available to you if you do need the funds.
Like a credit line, right?
Yeah, like going forward, if you needed more than the $25,000, the $50,000 would be available to you.
So what would be the total loan value with the interest on $25,000 for
so
18 months and also for 12 months?
Okay, sure. Yeah, let me take a look here. So,
and are there other fees involved? Are there processing fees, or
so
does the whole $25,000 go to me? Or
yes, it looks like there is an origination fee that's on there. It would be 2% of the loan amount, but that would be the entirety of any other fees that are in there. Now let me.
So 2% is what? I would need to know all the numbers.
If we're gonna do the 25, that would be a $500 origination fee.
All right. Okay.
And
what's
if you
the interest fee?
Yeah, and if you needed to have the full $25,000 deposited into the account, like sometimes there's a specific reason where that number is very important, I can always do it for $25,500 to cover that origination fee. But for the 25 over 18, so it looks like we would have you coming in at just about $34,000 as the total payback, which would give you a monthly output of about $1,930. And it would be set up on daily micropayments. So on the $25,000, that would be a $91 daily payment. And also,
and what is it for 12 months?
For 12 months, I don't have the 12-month pricing in front of me right now. Did you have, was there, usually it'll be
high. That's much higher than the other offers that I got. Maybe because, it's an 18-month loan.
Sure.
But, you know.
Now, are the other offers,
I got it with no origination fee. So.
Oh, okay. Now, are the other offers, what terms are they? Is it a 12-month term?
12-month, yeah.
Okay. Let me see, because it looks like we definitely have some room to work with if we want. If we're open to the 12-month term, you are going to save on the interest. It does increase with the amount of time. So let me see. On 12 months, this is going to be just sort of an estimate because I don't have the actual number in front of me. I have the approval for the 18 months, but for 12, I believe, let me see, for 25...
And you take it out on daily, on a weekly basis?
So for first-time customers, it is a daily payment. What we do is we offer a kind of a refinance option once you get midway into the term where you have established the relationship with us. And then from there, we can actually extend the term and give you the option for a weekly payment from there.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Now, for the other offer that you have at 12 months, is it the same? Is it $25,000 over 12 months for you?
Yes, and there's no origination fee.
Oh, okay. Okay, and you know what? I can see if I can at least come close. I can check and see what I can do with that origination fee if it's something that, you know, if we want to go forward, I don't want to let that be something that blocks us. Okay. Give me one second. Okay, so 1.27 would be about. Sorry, forgive me, I'm punching numbers here. Three, four, 25. Okay, so it looks like on 25,000 for 12 months, I could do. Now I have two options. I have one that would have an origination fee, and then one that I believe I would be able to get it waived. But it looks like I would be able to do on 12 months for the 25,000. Your total payback would be about 31,000, which would give you a monthly output of about 2,500 and a daily payment of about 122. So the daily payment would be a little higher than going for the 18 months, but you would be saving on the interest over the, you know, for the total amount of the loan, just because it would be on a shorter term. Do you follow me with that?
Yeah, that's still higher than what I'm getting. I'm getting like 28.5 from some other people.
28.5 on 25,000 over 12 months? Okay, let me see.
With no origination fee.
Okay, and do you know who is that through?
Cider. Cider through Swift or somebody else. I don't have it in front of me, but it's somebody
Okay,
else.
just because I know we do have a match or beat policy when it comes to our working capital programs. If it's coming from a working capital kind of lender, we should be able to match or beat that. And 28.5 from Swift sounds almost unreal to me, to be honest. Do you have that? Did they give that to you in writing?
Yeah, but I can't keep going back and forth here. I've got to make up my mind by tomorrow, and
Sure, I
you
can
know,
understand that.
I'm really getting to a point where I'm tired of going back and forth and sending paperwork and everything else. So I think the other one was, I forget the name of it. I have it somewhere. Group out of California.
27.
Oh, the other one was a forward line, I think.
Okay. Okay, because let me see. And is that a daily payment as well?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm trying to look here at some options for you. All right. It looks like I would be able to do. If you do have another offer and I'm able to kind of initiate our match and beat policy, it looks like I would probably be able to get you an 18-month loan at a daily payment that I would imagine is probably much less than theirs and at a very comparable rate for the total cost. It looks like if you do have an actual offer there and I'm able to, it
My
requires.
offers are for 12 months.
Okay, and do you know what the daily payment is on that? And it's no
I
origination
don't
fee.
have it in front of me. Yeah, I don't have it in front of me.
Okay. Okay, because, you know, I just want to get an option for you that's going to, you know, give you a much more manageable payment and have options for you moving forward. Because I would be able to get you something in the range between $80 and $90 a day over 18 months for the $25,000. And that would give you a total payback of right around $31,000.
Yeah, again, I don't want to go beyond 28.5, okay, for a total payback. And this is what the other companies are offering me.
Okay, so 28.5.
I don't care if it's 12 months or 18 months, but that's all I want to pay back with no original fee.
25.
Well, the origination thing.
Okay, yeah, because, you know,
$3,500 in interest. So if you can come close to that, then I can consider it. But when you're telling me 31, 32, it's way higher than what everybody else is offering me at this point.
Okay, yeah. And, you know, it looks like the differences would be, you know, a longer term is going to be a lower payment. That keeps you in a comfortable position and allows you to have $50,000 on hand.
Yeah, it's going to be more interest.
Okay, yeah, and it looks like for the...
You need to give me a definitive answer on 12 months with what the interest would be.
Okay, well, yeah, I believe I did just do that. Yeah, so, yeah, in 12 months, the lowest that we would be able to do, if you do have that offer, would be $30,000. So you'd be looking at $4,500, but you would have the $50,000 available to you moving forward.
All right.
Yeah, and, you know, there could be value to that. I understand where you're coming from, you know, comparing just the total interest one to the other. That's very valid. But I think what I have has kind of, you know, a little extra incentive with what's available to you.
Mm-hmm. And now, would that be with no origination?
That I am not sure. What I can do is generate the documents and put the request in for it. It would have to be approved. But it's something that,
okay.
It's not out of the realm of possibility.
Okay, well, can you do me a favor and give me your best offer, you know, with the interest, $25,000, you know, for 12 months, you know, and what the best offer would be with the credit line of $50,000 available.
Now,
and then I can do my spreadsheet tonight and I can get back to you tomorrow, but I'm tired of dealing with everybody, and everybody comes back and says, oh, if you have another offer, then da-da-da, we'll compare it. I mean, just give me the bottom line offer. I'm tired of being on my computer sending everybody else's information, you know, so, okay, give me your best offer.
So you only want to do 12 months? You don't want to stretch to 18? Because at a 12-month, you're going to have a higher payment.
Well, it's more interest. Yeah, but it's,
okay.
It's
okay,
I'm
going to
have higher payment, but I'm going to wind up paying it back in interest. So.
Sure, I know. And some people have different opinions on how they what they prefer. So understanding what you want, I can do the 12 months. Because I originally went into this thinking that you wanted to stretch it out for the longest term.
Well, I would, but not for an extra $2,000 worth of interest. Not worth it for me.
Okay. I'll tell you what I can do.
I'm trying to keep the interest down.
Okay, and I can understand that. Now I know where you're coming from, and I can go ahead and get an option for you with that in mind. Now, if you would like, I can get a definitive answer on the origination fee as well. But in order to generate those documents, I just need a copy of your driver's license and a voided business check to generate them. From there, it will have all of the fees that are included, or none of the fees that are included.
Can I text it to you on my phone?
Yeah, absolutely.
What is the number?
Do you have an iPhone?
Yes.
Okay, so you can actually just iMessage it to me. And
I'll have to take a picture.
Yeah, you can just take a picture of your driver's license and your voided check, and then just iMessage it to me. I can give you that. It's actually my email address that it will go to.
What is that, please?
That is Sam W. So SAMW at bankofcardiff.com. And Cardiff is with two F's.
Right. And just for your information, your bank has asked me for more documentation than any other place. So it's kind of frustrating, you know, because every time I have to do something, you know, I have to either call people to get tax returns or credit card returns, and I don't really want to involve a lot of other people in this. And now I have to take pictures and stop what I'm doing in my job, you know, to take care of this now. So I appreciate you calling back, but I just feel like, you know, you're asking me for so much that it's like I don't want to have to be caught in this when I do secure a loan from you guys. So.
Sure. No, okay. I can understand that. I can absolutely understand that and
appreciate
that.
Tell your bosses to make it a little easier because everybody else makes it easier. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. No, I can echo
that. But I will send this to you right away.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Sheila.
Okay. Bye.